labor conditions of the people who produced it. So that's only hardware. Then what is the software? What are the products we are using? You know, what are the terms of conditions, the legal restrictions?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Noon. It is 12 p.m. and you are listening to 90.3 CKUT Montreal Tokyo's community radio on air since 1987. This is DJ Hackhammer with another iteration of If You've Got Ears. For those who have listened to my show before, you know that I tend to play pretty much exclusively black metal, death metal, thrash metal, just giving you sounds from the worldwide metal underground in the middle of your Wednesday every day. And today is no exception. We're going to get things started right away. We're all about being businesslike here. We're going to get things started with a band from Colombia. For those of you who don't know, Colombia has this really wild underground metal scene, specifically in Medellin, but also in Bogota. They call that style. It's very blackened thrash, but not in the weird commercialized way that I think it exists sometimes now. It's very raw, very cool. So they call that Medellin ultra metal. And this band is one of the progenitors of that genre. They've been around since the late 80s, I think. This band is called Reencarnacion off their album 888 Metal. This song is Armageddon. We'll be right back. just listened to Predatory Light. They are a U.S. black metal band. They're a newer band. I think this is their third release. That release was Death and the Twilight Hours, and the song you heard was Racked by Sacred Fires. Before that, you listened to Sabbat from Japan, not English Sabbat, Japanese Sabbat, which is inarguably the better one, and that was Gods of Satan off their album Evoke. And for those of you who joined us at the top of the hour, the first song you listened to was Armageddon by Reencarnacion off their album 888 Metal, and they are from Colombia. The next song we've got is from Germany. Well, this band, excuse me, the band is from Germany, ergo the song is also from Germany. This band is old. This is off their release, Down with the Nails, and this song is called Black Jewel Throne.
Rise is born.
Listening to 90.3 FM CKUT, Montreal Jagjaga's community radio on air since 1987, and you are still listening to a new edition of If You've Got Ears with me, DJ Heckhammer, bringing you the best of the worldwide metal underground. And speaking of worldwide, the last band you just heard was the legendary Mortuary Drape, who are from Italy. This is off their album All the Witches Dance, and that song was called Occult Abyss. Before that, you listened to Possession from Belgium off of their EP, His Best Deceit. That song was called His Best Deceit. If you've listened to my show before, you know that I love Possession. I really think that Exorcizine is one of the best black metal releases of the 2010s, so I definitely recommend going to give them a listen. There's a lot of really cool stuff happening in the Belgium black metal scene. And this, I'm actually some of the people who are in this band are in another band that I'm going to play later in the show. So definitely stay tuned if you're into that. And before that, you listened to Old off their album Down with the Nails. That song was called Black Jewel Throne, and they are from Germany. We're turning things in a different direction, or kind of turning away from Europe and heading back to North America. This next band, well, it's a one-man project from Hawaii. This is a native Hawaiian one-man black metal project called Kuka Ili Moku. And off of their new release, Ho'omana Nuclear Moon, this song is called It Has Served Me Well.
Shitty, 心ずらしたガキのお前らに警告みそぎを終えてもハッチのもとに転ぶ死にさらして死にさらして死にさらして死にさらして
just listened to Bahahaha, not Bahaha, which is from somewhere in South America, but the one from Germany. I have this written down somewhere. Yeah, they are from Germany. Cool. That song was Kingdom Ablaze off their album Catacomb Cult. They've been around for a long time, but they started releasing new music, like not re-releases, like actually releasing new music, I think, in 2021. And I was lucky to grab a copy of this when I was in Los Angeles this summer. Before that, you listened to Evil from Japan. There's like 15 black metal bands named Evil, but this is the one from Japan off their album Rites of Evil. That song was Give 'Em Hell, Shinisarase. And before that, you listened to one-man Native Hawaiian black metal project, Kuka Ilimoku, off their new release, Ho'omana Nuclear Moon. That song was It Has Served Me Well. This next song is a classic. This is from Beharit off their album, The Oath of Black Blood, which was re-released by Nuclear War Now, I think last year. I think they also have plans to re-release Drawing Down the Moon at some point in 2023, so keep an eye out for that. But this song is called Beast of Damnation.
Thank you. listen to your
Radio 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Donna didn't come into the office today?
No, she's got a fever.
Aww, that's so thoughtful.
A woman of principle.
She even wears a mask to the mall and washes her hands for like 20 seconds.
Some people are just too perfect.
And when she has a sore throat, cough, or runny nose, she wears a mask too.
Aww. I can't believe it.
Talk about considerate.
I'm touched.
She can have my office chair.
She can have my office.
For everyone's good, let's adopt proper habits against the viruses. A message from the gouvernement.
Good afternoon. It is about to be 1 p.m. or maybe already is 1 p.m. EST, and you are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal, Jogjaguez Community Radio, on air since 1987. We are in the second hour of If You've Got Ears with me, DJ Heckhammer, bringing you the best of the worldwide metal underground. And the band you just heard is actually from Montreal. That was Profane Order. They have a new album coming up in 2023 called One Nightmare Unto Another. And that song was called In the Shadows of the Past. For those of you who have heard the earlier releases, like, what's it called? Malice something. I should know this. I listen to them all the time. I know it's Titan Noose of Sanctimony. Whoops, never mind. If you've listened to their earlier releases, like Titan Noose of Sanctimony, you can tell that they've definitely switched up their vocal style, which sometimes when bands switch up like an established vocal style, it doesn't turn out so well. But in this case, I really like it a lot. I'm really excited to listen to this record and see where they go with it. And again, they are a local Montreal band, so definitely give them your support. Coming up next... Let me not do the thing that I hate when DJs don't do, when they don't back announce any music. Before you listen to Profane Order, you listen to Antichrist Siege Machine from Richmond, Virginia, off their album Purifying Blade. That song was called Victorious Legions of Satan. And before that, you listen to Beherit Classic off their album The Oath of Black Blood. That was Beast of Damnation. Coming up next, we have a band from Bulgaria. When I first heard this band, I was really surprised that they're, you know, contemporary. I think they put out their first release in 2017. I thought they were like a 90s band because they have that really cool early 90s, like Black and Death, Doom sound, kind of like Goat Lord. But, you know, they're a modern band. It's really cool to see when current bands can take the kind of, I don't know, progenitors of the genre and make it their own and make it come alive. And there's a lot of really cool black metal coming from that part of the world, so I was really stoked to find them. But again, this band is called Obrok, which means like a, I think it's a place of burial. And then this song is called Propoved. I'm sorry, my Bulgarian's not great. I do speak Russian, but my Bulgarian's not great. But I did look this up, and Propoved means sermon, and this is off their self-titled compilation album. Again, that's Obrok. Anglicized, that would be O-B-R-O.